神様に出会うまで自分に勝つという言葉が私の軸でした。小学6年生の時に初めてこの言葉を知り、それからの人生にあったたくさんの困難をこの言葉と共に乗り越え成長してきました。他人との比較ではなく自分自身と向き合うことが大切であり、常に自分自身を高めてくれるこの言葉が大好きでした。教員を目指すきっかけの一つもこの言葉をよりたくさんの人の軸にしてほしいと思ったからでした。
Before meeting God, the central focus of my life could be summarized in this phrase: overcome myself. I first learned this word overcome in sixth grade, and it became an anchor growing up that helped me to overcome many difficulties and challenges. It was important to me not to compare myself with others, but rather to face myself realistically. And I loved how this word inspired me to push myself to be better and to improve and achieve higher goals. In fact, one of my motivations for becoming a teacher was my goal to help others make this idea to overcome a goal and vision for their lives too.
大学生になり、約10年近くこの言葉と共に生きてきた私は、いつしか自分を愛せない人間になっていたと気づきました。常に自分自身と戦い続け、自分の欠点ばかりに目を向けて生きてきたので、自分自身を持つことができませんでした。自分を愛せない私は、他人からの愛情もうまく受け取ることができませんでした。
Then I became a university student, and after 10 years of living with this word, overcome, this idea as my goal and as my vision, I realized that somewhere along the way, I had become a person who couldn't love myself. I was constantly fighting with myself, unable to see past my own shortcomings. So I had little to no self-confidence. And since I couldn't love myself, I also found it difficult to accept the love of others.
そんな私を変えてくれるきっかけとなったのが、2019年に行ったカナダの旅でした。現地の教会を訪れ、約1週間多くのクリスチャンの方々と過ごしました。人とのコミュニケーションにおいて言葉は最も重要であると思います。英語が喋れない私は、その言葉によるコミュニケーションをほとんど取ることができませんでした。その環境にうまくなじめるか不安を感じていた私を、カナダのティンタン教会の人たちは優しく笑顔で迎えてくれました。
It was a trip to Canada in September 2019 that triggered a big change within me. We spent the time with the Tintern Church family and had about a week with many followers of Jesus that live in the Niagara region and Toronto Metroplex. I had always thought that language was the most important thing in communication with people, and since I can hardly speak any English, I imagined it would be almost impossible to communicate with the people in Canada. But the Christians there from Tintern Church and elsewhere welcomed me with warmth and kindness, which helped melt away the fears and uncertainties I had beforehand about being able to connect in meaningful ways.
さらに、その後に参加したカンボジアでのミッショントリップでの子どもたちの関わりの中でも、言葉の壁を越えた強いつながりを感じました。言葉がうまく通じなくても、カンボジアの子どもたちと過ごす時間には、常に笑顔が溢れていました。
Again, I felt another strong connection that overcame any language barriers in my interaction with the children in Cambodia during the Love and Serve mission trip that I participated in during the following December. Even though I didn't understand the language, I felt immense joy and a deeper connection through the time shared with the children.
そのように働きかけてくれたのは神様であったことに気づきました。私が信じた神様は、罪を持った不完全なものである私たちを、自分の息子であるイエス様を捧げるほどに愛してくれています。英語ができるとかできないとか、良い子だから悪い子だからといった世の価値観は、神様の前では無関係であることを2つの旅によって教えてくれました。その神様の愛のおかげで、私の軸は自分の不完全さを受け入れない自分に勝つから、不完全さをも受け入れてくれる神様の愛へと変えられていきました。
What I realized was that it was God who was working in me and on me. The God whom I believe loves me and all of us who are imperfect and sinful to the point of sacrificing his own son, Jesus, for us. These two trips to Canada and to Cambodia taught me that the values of this world, such as the ability or inability to speak English or another language, and what defines a good or a bad child or person, are irrelevant in the eyes of God and in what he values. Thanks to the love of God for me, that central focus and anchor point has changed from overcoming myself, who can't accept my own weaknesses, inabilities, and imperfections, to instead accepting through the grace and mercy of God's love.
この出来事が私が教員として働き出る前に神様が用意してくれたものであることを心から感謝しています。もし大学生時代に神様に出会っていなかったら、自分に自信のない私は仕事をうまくやることで人に認められようと必死になり、クラスにある全ての問題を一人で背負おうとしていたかもしれません。夜は遅くまで働いていたと思うし、土日も働きに出ていたと思います。もともと考えすぎる私は休日にも子供たちのことを考え、心身ともに休める時間はなかったと思います。すべては自分に勝つことを目標にしていたからでした。
I am so deeply grateful to God in the timing that He revealed this and did this work within me before I became a teacher. If I hadn't met God when I was a university student, I would still struggle with self-confidence, which would have influenced my desperation to be recognized and accepted by others and dragging myself to seek their approval in my work. And I would have tried to tackle and carry the burden of all of the problems in my classroom by myself. Likely I would have been sucked into working late at night at school every day. And I think I would have gone into school on Saturdays and Sundays to work too. I can imagine that I would be consumed by the thoughts of my students even on my days off, and would have found it impossible to make time to rest physically, mentally, and emotionally. It's because I would have been overwhelmed by this goal of overcoming myself to be constantly better.
もちろん、軸が変えられたからといって、社会人として世に出た1年間が何の問題もなかったわけではありません。数ヶ月が過ぎた頃、いろいろな現実が私を苦しめました。子供の学力、生活態度、人間性、人間関係のトラブル、保護者との関係性、児童一人一人にある課題と問題です。クラスに20人いたら、20通りの課題と問題が存在します。その解決を、一人のただの人間が背負う現実がそこにありました。
Of course, just because my vision or my goal had changed, it didn't mean that I had no struggles in my first year as a working adult in society.A few months into teaching, there were various realities with which I struggled. Children's academic abilities, lifestyle balance and rhythm, human nature and character, and struggles in human relationships, including with some of the students' parents. Each student's challenges and struggles were unique, and I realized that with 20 children, I had 20 different sets of issues to face, but only one person, myself, having to personally address and carry them.
さらに私を苦しめたのが、子供と子供の保護者にとって教員という存在は、不完全さのない完璧な人間であることを求められているということです。背負いきれない不満と問題が私の目を覆い隠しました。バプテスマを受けて半年かけて築き上げた神様との軸の中に、自分に勝つという軸が再び顔を出しました。
But what was even harder for me was the unrealistic expectations and desires of both the children, and even more so, the parents, whether they were conscious or unconscious of it, that a teacher must be a perfect human with no mistakes, no challenges, or issues of their own. My inability to meet those expectations and desires, though I wanted to and tried to do so, blinded me from the vision of God's love that I had built over the half year since being baptized. And I found myself returning to my old self and my old vision of overcoming myself and trying to drive myself to be better.
約10年近くこの言葉と会った私は、この言葉によって困難を乗り越えてきた経験がたくさんありました。逃げ出したいという弱い自分を押し殺し、平気なふりをすることは私の人生では当たり前でした。 いつしか私が感じていた困難さは私の日常となりました。人間は慣れる生き物であることを実感しました。
Since this had been my goal and my vision for almost 10 years, I had a lot more experience of facing and overcoming difficulties with this idea. I was used to faking it like everything was okay as a way to hide or kill my weaknesses and to try to escape whatever problems were facing me. I got used to approaching each day in that old way of living and thinking, and I was learning the lesson that humans are creatures of habit.
それからは私が理想とするクラスを作り上げることが目標になり、その目標にどんどん近づいていく子どもたちの姿を見ることが喜びとなっていました。それに伴い、子どもの前では明るく元気で、時に厳しく、時に優しい完璧な自分を演じ続けました。失敗してしまった時には教員に向いていないと自分を責めました。
So then I set off on the goal of creating an ideal classroomAnd I was pleased to see the children getting closer and closer to that goal that I had created. Along with that, I continued to present myself as a perfect teacher, bright, cheerful, and energetic, and well-balanced between discipline and lenience. If I made a mistake, I was really hard on myself for not achieving what is expected of the ideal educator, and I pushed myself even harder.
月日は流れて、あと2週間で年度が終わろうとしていました。私のクラスはかなり理想に近いクラスとなり、どんどん良くなっていくクラスを見て、教員としての自信がつき始めていました。
The days and months passed, and the school year was just about to end in 2 weeks time. My class had become quite close to the ideal goal that I had set, and when I saw the class getting better and better, I was gaining confidence as a teacher.
教育委員会から連絡がありました。子供が学校に行きたくない、来年も同じ先生だったら学校を転校したいと言っているという保護者からの意見でした。電話があったその日に保護者と面談することになりました。話を聞くと、何日か前に本人が納得しないままに先生に強制的に謝されたことが悲しかったという内容でした。親の話す内容にいくつかの違和感を覚えながらも、教員という立場の私にはその話を黙って聞き入れ、謝罪するという選択肢しかありませんでした。三姉妹の中で一番難しい子ではありますが、残り2週間よろしくお願いしますという保護者の言葉で面談が終わりました。
Then, just in those last 2 weeks, I was contacted by the Board of Education. A parent had contacted the board, saying, My child doesn't want to go to school.She's saying if she has the same teacher next year, she wants to change schools. The same day the board received the phone call then I had to meet with the parent. When I listened to what prompted the call, apparently a few days earlier the child felt sad that she was forced by me, the teacher, to apologize for something, even though she didn't want or even agree that she should. Although I felt uncomfortable with the parent's understanding stance,As a teacher, I had no choice but to listen silently to the claim, and then I was forced to apologize. The meeting ended with the mother saying, She's the most challenging one of my 3 girls, but please do your best to be kind to her for the remaining 2 weeks.
教員としての自信をなくした私を、周りの先生はたくさん励ましてくれました。先生は間違っていないという言葉、1年生の頃からトラブルの大一度だったという現実、両親が共働きで親の興味を持たせたかっただけという可能性。
I lost my confidence as a teacher, and my coworkers surrounded me and tried to encourage me, saying things like, You weren't in the wrong. And that student had been having trouble even since first grade. And even the parent just wanted you to do what she wants and thinks is best.
しかし、私が一番理解していました。自分の失敗について。私は気づかないうちに自分に勝つという価値観を子供にまで押し付けようとしていました。謝ることがなかなかできないその子を、自分が担任している間に謝ることができる子にしようと必死になっていたのです。またそれが自分にはできると高ぶっていました。
But really, it was me who truly understood the problem about how I had failed. I knew that without even realizing it, I was trying to impose the goal and the vision of overcoming oneself on my children. I was desperate to make that child who couldn't apologize into a child who could apologize in the year that I was responsible for teaching her. And I was feeding my own pride on being the one educator who could achieve it.
唯一の救いは、保護者からの連絡が来る前に、神様の御言葉や礼拝の中で満たされない自分の傲慢さに気がついていて、その傲慢さを神様に砕いてほしいと祈っていたことでした。もし愛にあふれる神様を知っていなかったら、この出来事はただの苦難であり、自分自身を責めて、さらに自分に価値という軸を大きくしていたかもしれません。
The only thing that saved me and helped me was that right before that contact from the parent, through the word of God and through worship, I became aware of my unfulfilled arrogance and pride. And I prayed that God would break me of that arrogance and pride. Had I not known this one true, ever-loving God, that moment would have just been a struggle that pushed me even further into the never-ending cycle of blaming myself and driving me to overcome myself, to be and to do better.
この出来事をきっかけに、私は自分自身が不完全で人間であることを再認識することができました。自分の弱さ、無力さ、限界を感じて神様に助けを求めました。自分の問題と課題、児童の問題と課題ばかりに目を向けていた私は、神様を見上げることを忘れてしまっていました。
This experience reminded me and helped me to realize again that I am an imperfect human, and facing my weakness, my powerlessness, and my limitations, I asked God for help. In focusing only on my problems and challenges and those of my students, I had forgotten to look up to God and to gain His vision and His perspective.
コロサイ人への手紙3章1節から3節。こういうわけで、あなた方はキリストと共に蘇られたのなら、上にあるものを求めなさい。そこではキリストが神の右の座についておられます。上にあるものを思いなさい。他に地にあるものを思ってはなりません。あなた方はすでに死んでいて、あなた方の命はキリストと共に神のうちに隠されているのです。
Colossians chapter 3 verses 1 through 3. So it comes down to this. Since you have been raised with the anointed one, the Savior King, set your mind on heaven above. Christ is there, seated at God's right hand. Stay focused on what's above, not earthly things, because your old life is dead and gone. Your new life is now hidden, enmeshed with the anointed who is in God.
下にあるものを見たとき、頼れるのは不完全な自分しかいないと思ってしまいます。しかし、上を見上げたとき、全知全能の完全なる神様、愛にあふれる天のお父さんが共にいてくださることを思い出すことができます。
When my vision is set on what's below, I fall into the trap of thinking that I can only depend on myself, no matter how imperfect I am. However, when my vision and my mind is set on things above, as this passage in Colossians says, I remember that the all-knowing and all-powerful God, who is my incredible loving heavenly Father, is with me, and I can depend on Him.
私は教員として世に出ていく道を神様によって与えられました。これから先も不完全さをも受け入れてくれる神様の愛を十分に受け取り、自分自身を愛していくことで、神様が私にしてくれているように関わるすべての人たちの不完全さをも受けながら愛を持って関わっていきたいです。最終的には関わった人たちが直接神様に出会って、直接神様の愛を受け取ることができるように、神様に祈り続けたいと思います。
God has blessed me by sending me out into the world carrying His vision as a teacher. Now, by fully receiving God's love that accepts and covers over our imperfections, I can love myself. And likewise, with that same love, I want to cover over the imperfections of those people God brings into my life. And ultimately, my desire and my ongoing prayer is for those people to meet God too, and directly receive God's love as well.
私は今年1年生を担任しています。 ひらがなが書けない子、読めない子、給食後のトイレラッシュ。これは1。これは紙。ユーモアあふれる子供たちと毎日楽しく生活しています。ひらがなが読めなくても、数字が理解できていなくても、神様によって愛されるようにデザインされて生まれてきた子供たちを心から愛おしく思っています。
This year I'm teaching first grade children, and I'm enjoying the fun and the challenging work of working with kids who are just learning to read and write hiragana for the first time, and who need to be rushed to the toilet right after lunch. My days are filled with humorous moments and conversations with these creative children. They may not be able to read hiragana yet or understand their numbers, but they were created and given life by God who loves them, and I really love them too.
私はバプテスマを受け、この世で一度自分自身に対して死にました。しかし、この世で神のビジョンがなされるために、イエスの弟子、神の子としてのアイデンティティを持って、キリストと共によみがえりました。そして、私の命は天の父によってたくさんの愛情を受けながら永遠に守られています。不完全な人間である私たちをも愛してくださる神様に、頼っていくことができる喜びを感じながら、下にあるものではなく、上にあるものを求め続け、これからも神様が与えてくれる愛とともに信仰の道を歩んでいきたいと思います。
Through my baptism, I experienced a death to myself in this world. However, so that God's vision for this world can unfold through me, I am resurrected to a new life and a new identity as a disciple of Jesus, the child of God.And my life is eternally protected by the love of my Heavenly Father. Now, I feel joy that I can rely on God who loves us, despite our imperfections, and covers over them. And my vision is to seek that which is above. In other words, the vision of God. Not what is below, my thoughts and goals, and the things of this world. So that I can walk the journey of this life with faith and love.